Black Lives Matter activists are mourning Darren Seals, a 29-year-old African-American found shot to death in a burning car in St. Louis County yesterday. You've probably seen him. He was a factory line worker and hip-hop musician who became a leader in the protests against the police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, 2 years ago. He held Brown's mother as she wept when it was announced the officer involved would not be prosecuted. He was pictured alongside Cornel West at a protest concert last year. Let's bring back St. Louis-based activist Tori Russell, co-founder of the group Hands Up United. And Tori, so sorry. This must be a tough day for you and others in the neighborhood.
It's real tough.
Yeah.
Real tough day.
What more should we know about Darren Seals?
I think we should know that King D. Seals was a leader. He was an organizer. He was starting to organize massive amounts of people here. He was a great big brother and a mentor. He's a mentor to young artists. You know, he stopped his own rap career to help groups like the Bottom Boys. He's a leader, activist, all-around good guy.
Somebody who rose up after Michael Brown was killed. But as much as he was a leader and a mentor, he was also highly critical of the Black Lives Matter movement. He, you know, was tweeting things like they're making millions, not spending a penny of it on rebuilding Ferguson. A little tension there.
Yeah, I think, you know, for somebody like D. Seals or somebody like me that's still organizing in St. Louis and Ferguson, those questions always are going to appear. And so I just don't want the message to be skewed around that. I think we need to really think about, as a young black person who's been through a lot in his past, who's changed his life, who's really motivating people to do different things. You know, he asks the same questions everyone asking. And so how do we, as a movement, be geared towards more poor working class black people and stop really giving our time and our energy to things like the system's demands, which haven't been met in 2 years?
Yeah. Well, and we want to rush to note that DeRay McKesson, one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement, tweeted about Darren Seals, "We did not always agree, but he should be alive today." Darren described himself on his Twitter feed as businessman, revolutionary, activist, unapologetically black, African K in America, KKK, a fighter, a leader. Was he a tough character?
Depends on what you stood for. And so if you were trying to sell out your people, he was very tough on you. But for the massive amounts of people here in St. Louis and Ferguson, he was a funny guy. He always cracked jokes. I always had a smile. Always had some advice. Always had an opinion. I can say, you know, in my heart of hearts, anybody that know D. Seals, that I know D. Seals love black people. And so I just want that legacy to live on.
Well, look, he was not, sadly, the only activist who's been found shot dead in a burning car. In 2014, there was another case, DeAndra Joshua, found shot to death in a burning car right after the grand jury chose to not indict the police officer Darren Wilson in Michael Brown's death. And I believe DeAndre's car was parked right near where Michael Brown was killed when it was found. Look, there has been no arrest in that case. Do you think this now second case, so similar, might even reopen that one and might raise questions about, is there a pattern here?
I mean, I hope all these things start opening their eyes. You know, we're a year and a half removed from the Department of Justice report on Ferguson. Nothing has happened here. Chief Dotson is still here. Chief Belmore, if they were trying to do a transparent and accountable case, it'd be impossible for us to go out 12 hours later and find shell casing still at the scene. We found notebooks. We found an envelope that was pristine. The more it goes on, the more volatile and the more angry people are going to get.
Yeah. We're going to follow this story, but, you know, people might wonder, was he a member of a gang? Could this have been gang-related? Could this have been payback from the streets?
I mean, you know, when you're young and black, you know, these questions always arise. You know, Mike Brown was no angel, according to the New York Times. And so I think what we're looking at is a climate in the black community, which is violent. You know, it leads people to believe it might have been black-on-black crime, might have been violence, it might be some kind of revenge. But as everyone knows, D. Seals, he was a builder of people. He was a builder of young men. And so what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is that he was killed. He was shot, put in the car, and the car was burned. DeAndre, same way. A few hundred feet from the Mississippi River, in a place where a woman was killed last week in the same area, said that she shot herself four times in the head, and the St. Louis County is saying that she committed suicide. And so we're saying that the police department, especially Chief Belmar, is incompetent to ever to investigate this case. And what we want the civil rights department to come in today. The people outside, we're angry, we're upset, we want answers. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got 24 hours to get here.
St. Louis-based community activist Tori Russell, co-founder of the group Hands Up United. Tori, thank you.
Thank you.